Poet A. E. Housman surely did not have Lauryn Hill in mind when he wrote To an Athlete Dying Young. Lauryn, a 19-year-old freshman basketball player at Mount St. Joseph College in Cincinnati, died earlier this spring of brain cancer. Housman's poem regards an early death as a blessing for the athlete, who otherwise must suffer from diminished skills and dwindling adulation over time. The poem says, "Smart lad, to slip betimes away from fields where glory does not stay, and early though the laurel grows, it withers quicker than the rose." Lauryn Hill's gender wasn't the only reason that Mr. Housman didn't have her in mind when he wrote. He assumed that the laurel wreath of athletic glory invariably withers quickly. But Lauryn's laurel will not wither because she earned it for touching lives, not scoring points. A young woman who volunteered to work at Lauryn's memorial service said, "She made you think, what am I doing with my life? How can I be a better person?" 2 months after her 18th birthday, Lauryn received a devastating diagnosis of DIPG, an incurable pediatric cancer of the brainstem. She had less than 2 years to live. Still, Lauryn embraced both college and college basketball, determined to score a basket in a game despite her deteriorating condition. "I'm spreading awareness," she said, "and teaching people to live in the moment, because the next moment's not promised." In the fall of 2014, an MRI revealed that Lauryn's tumor had grown and she might not survive until the end of the year. The NCAA permitted Mount St. Joseph to start its basketball season early, and Xavier University donated its arena, so more than 10,000 people saw Lauryn score on a layup 17 seconds into the first game of the season. She used her left hand because the tumor had so affected her right side that she couldn't shoot with her normally dominant right hand. Ultimately, Lauryn appeared in 4 games and scored 10 points before she could no longer play. But Lauryn Hill's life was about much more than points scored in basketball games. She raised $1.5 million for research into pediatric cancer. She inspired everyone around her to devote themselves to things larger than themselves. While dying, she showed us how to live. For that, her laurel will not wither, but will instead remain vibrant forever.